I am here in studio with Steve Trifletti and Christine Buckley. Christine is the Executive Director of the Brain Aneurysm Foundation. Steve Trifletti, we know the many hats you wear, attorney, Plymouth Town moderator, and aneurysm survivor. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having us, Christine.
Steve, your story, when you told me this for the first time several years ago, it really resonated with me and a lot of people because I didn't really even know what that word meant. But I think if you shared with people the event that happened to bring that word into your life and how you were saved by kind of some unusual circumstances, tell your story.
5 years ago, in June, I was getting off of Route 3 at my exit in Plymouth, and I was rear-ended. And following that, I went to the emergency room at Beth Israel in Plymouth, and I was there for several hours. They did a lot of tests, and afterwards, the physician came back and said, you know, you're okay from the car accident, but you need to see a nervous surgeon. You have a brain aneurysm. And so within days, I had more tests, and it was determined that I would have surgery because of the size of the brain aneurysm. And within 1 month, I had brain surgery that involved putting in a stent that remodeled the left vertebral artery in my brain and shrunk it, and it went away. And so I was very fortunate to survive the aneurysm. It did not rupture in my case.
So if you hadn't been in that car accident, there's a pretty good chance you would have never known that you had this until it might have been too late.
That's true, and that's one of the reasons why we're here today, to talk, to raise awareness. In my case, my family was checked, my brother, his children, my children, they're all okay, but actually one of my cousins in Texas was tested and turned out she had two brain aneurysms, and she's had surgery to correct one of them. So very fortunate that as a result of the diagnosis, it's possible to help save lives for other people.
Now, Christine, if people want to know exactly what is a brain aneurysm, how can you describe it?
It's an outpouching on the vessel wall, and some people refer to it like in a inner tube of a tire. There's just that outpouching, and it happens from the pressure of the blood and the flow over time, and then if there's a weakening in that vessel, that this bubble then forms.
So if I'm picturing like a little drawing in my mind, I'll think like a straight blood vessel, think like a bulge in there.
Yes.
Almost like one of those nature shows where, you know, a snake eats an egg or something. There's
absolutely
a bulge there.
Absolutely.
So that's the way.
Same type of
that's
thing.
That's a pretty scary vision to have in your head. Do you think that there should be routine testing for this? And if there's not, why not?
There should be in some cases for certain risk factors with people. So they're more common in women than men. The average age is 35 to 60. Blood pressure can cause rupture and formation, and also people who smoke are more at risk.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it runs in families. So there are physicians looking at developing that criteria to have standard testing. And right now they're highlighting women, smokers, family history, high blood pressure. And if you have X mm-hmm. number of those, and particularly if you also have symptoms, that you should be scanned.
What's the website for the Brain Aneurysm Foundation or Facebook page?
It's bafound.org.
Okay. Now, Steve, you like to bring attention to this, and you also like to have a little fun doing it. Tell us about your event that's coming up on September 7th.
Yes. Well, as Christine mentioned, she has the Brain Aneurysm Foundation. And they do a number of things. They do advocacy. They do supporting research. They also do awareness. And that's what we're really focused on. Beginning tomorrow is September Brain Aneurysm Awareness Month. And so each year we've been sponsoring a brain aneurysm awareness after hours in Plymouth. It'll be a week from today, Wednesday, September 7th from 5 to 7. It's going to be at Tavern on the Wharf, and we do have fun. We have a live band, and we have food, and we have beverage. We have a silent auction to raise money for the foundation. And last year, all the proceeds went to a research chair for Johnny Hackett, who was a 3-year-old Plymouth resident who passed last year from a brain aneurysm. So there's fun, but we're also very serious. And each year we have a few minutes of presentation, and this year we have a very special guest speaker.
Tell me about him, Matt. I just want to go back with the young boy who passed away from that Johnny Hackett, just 3 years old. So it's not only adults that can be susceptible to a brain aneurysm. Something very serious to think about.
Yes, and that's why, because 1 in 50 people may be touched by a brain aneurysm, we're trying to raise awareness so that people will understand that it's survivable. You don't have to die from a brain aneurysm.
the name Tom Timlin, a lot of people may recognize that from state government here in Massachusetts. He's your guest speaker. What happened with Tom?
Tom is a survivor, but his brain aneurysm ruptured. And so he's going to come and talk to us next week about his own experience and, again, his work on the board of the Brain Aneurysm Foundation.
Right. People may remember him with the Mass DOT. He was the administrator of the highway division, very vocal about a lot of issues. And then I know that he retired from that post, and I found out now that's what happened. Christine, with the advocacy that you've gotten with Steve Trifletti here and bringing more attention to it, do you get more people asking you now about, should I get tested? What is a brain aneurysm? Has that changed at all in the last few years?
Yeah, absolutely. The awareness and people like Steve sharing their story makes a difference in the communities. And more so, I think, if someone has the signs and symptoms, it triggers them to reach out and get more information. And it just changes people's perspective. If Steve wasn't talking about it, and again, he's so involved in the community, mm-hmm. he knows so many people, and I think there have been certain circumstances where people have then reached out to him, or sometimes we've even had people in the office, you know, we heard this or we saw this, even being on the radio like mm-hmm. this, you know, I always hear after this people reaching out, you know, because I heard that, then I did this, took a next step. So it's critical because, like Steve said, brain aneurysms are treatable, but you can't treat what you don't know that you have. So that's the key.
Women, smokers, high blood pressure. Steve, you didn't have any symptoms. What are the symptoms that people might think about?
Can be eye pain, neck pain, flu-like symptoms. That's for pre-rupture.
Okay.
And then when the rupture happens, people often have that worst headache of their life, and they could then pass out. And he's referencing Tom Timlin, who's coming. He had signs and symptoms. Mm-hmm. He went to a primary care doctor who was new to him, sent him home with sleeping pills and pain medicine, and said, come back in a week if nothing changes. Mm-hmm. And he ruptured on day 7. So here he was, somebody, again, you referenced his job in government, busy. You know, the doctor thought it was just stress. He kind of knew it wasn't. And then he subsequently ruptured. So those are the things we want to avoid, right. And awareness and education can help with that.
And tell folks again your website and Facebook page.
It's bafound.org.
Okay. And Steve Trifletti, one more time, mention about your after-hours get-together for brain aneurysm.
Yes, it's open to the public. It is next Wednesday, September 7, from 5 to 7 p.m. at Tavern on the Wharf, which is 6 Town Wharf in Plymouth.
If people want to come, do they just show up or should they make a reservation? How does that work?
They certainly could make a reservation through bafound.org, but they can also just show up. We'd welcome them.
Any closing comments, Steve?
Just that I have a lot of joy in my life after surviving, and it's been wonderful to work with the Brain Aneurysm Foundation because of all the good things that they do. And so this is a wonderful opportunity for people to give back and also receive information so that they can in turn help other people.
That's terrific. And again, thank you so much, both of you, Steve Trifletti. Any closing comment, Christine?
Just quickly, September is Brain Aneurysm Awareness Month, and new this year, September 15th, we have our Global Day of Engagement, and it's truly about that. So please follow us on social media and check it out on the website, bafound.org.
That's great. Again, that's Christine Buckley, the Executive Director of the Brain Aneurysm Foundation, and Steve Trifletti, of course, you know him as attorney and Plymouth Town Moderator and brain aneurysm survivor. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Christine.
You're welcome. I'm Christine James.
Thanks, Christine.
Thank you.